LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Hey, Angels fans. Looking for 100% MLB verified tickets? Then call off the search and head to StubHub. StubHub has been the leading ticket marketplace for buying and selling tickets for over 20 years. StubHub will get you where you want to be. Always stress-free, always guaranteed. StubHub, an official partner of the Los Angeles Angels.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6:05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5:10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Root, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Santa Anita on Idol this weekend. We are entering at Santa Anita this morning for a brand new week and a brand new race meet. It's the Hollywood meet. That'll start this coming Friday. And, of course, there'll be more on that in the weeks to come. That meet runs roughly through mid-June. Today, however, well, we got a lot on the plate, a lot to talk about. 8 races at Aqueduct, 9 at Keeneland, 10 at Gulfstream, 9 at Oaklawn, 9 at Tampa Bay. They're up and running in Maryland at Laurel Park. 3-year-old situation has now taken form. There are always a few defections, late defections in terms of the points, the horses that are already qualified with enough points for various reasons. We have some attrition and some horses are able to get in. Unfortunately, it looks really tough for the John Sheriffs trained and CRK stable owned by Aza. A huge second in the Santa Anita Derby. He picked up 37.5 points. If the race hadn't scratched down to 5, as we touched upon last week, he'd have had 50 points in hand, and he'd be in the gate for the Derby. But now it looks like a long shot probability, and that really is a shame because this colt, to me, has tremendous upside. 2 big 3-year-old preps this week back at Keeneland. We had the Toyota Bluegrass run on Tuesday and then the Lexington yesterday. For more on all of this and what's going on, in the world of thoroughbred horse racing, want to welcome aboard Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. He's with family this morning on Long Island. John, happy Passover, and thank you so much for taking time for us.
Thanks, Mike, and happy Passover to everyone celebrating, and happy Palm Sunday for those celebrating that holiday as well. Mike, you know what? Baez, or however you want to pronounce his name, he's not that far out, Mike. He actually has a shot. We're getting more and more defections.
Good.
I think we had four or five defections
okay.
this week. I think he needs two, you know, he's like third out. It is possible, you know, we've seen Rich Strike get in on the last day, the day before the Derby,
yeah.
he won it. So anything is possible. And, you know, if you read the John Sheriff's quotes, it sounds like he's training him up to the Derby like he's going to run in it. And I guess, you know, it's a tough situation for him. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
But he's just going to look at it like he's going to get in, and I guess that's the right thing to do. No one's going to question Sheriff.
When we had John on last week, he was, you know, saying he didn't want to go and not be able to run. But we're 20 days out, and if you say he's only two spots away in the batting order, that's a whole lot better than being out there with 6 days at Churchill and you're still, you know, two down in the order. So this is encouraging. That's good to hear, John.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 4 days ago he was like five out. Now he's only two.
Yeah.
So at this rate, I guess he's going to get in. But again, you know, a lot happens in this game, Mike. You never know. Every day, one day leads to another. But again, he's not that. It's not that far-fetched to think that he could make it.
Exactly. Hey, John. Let's talk about the bluegrass result. Your thoughts, and then if you can give us your thoughts on the most recent prep, the Lexington run yesterday. The bluegrass was run on Tuesday.
Yeah, actually, Burnham Square ran very well. You know, he's got a shot off the sheets. He's an improving kind of horse. Everyone thought that his race two starts back when he finished third was a bad number, but that really wasn't the case. He fits, Mike. You know, he's a point or two slower, but these horses are allowed to get better. And I would have no problem seeing that horse running the Derby. He actually belongs there, and he fits.
He's trained by Ian Wilkes, was caught wide, turning for home, and ran there through the lane. He kept grinding. Apparently the final time of the bluegrass was slow, but you're saying he got a decent number on the sheets, John.
He did. I think he ran a 9, Mike, which fits right there with the other, you know, with the other top contenders. Journalism ran the 5, two starts back, but last time out in the San Anita Derby, he actually ran a point slower than Baez did. But obviously, everyone saw the trouble and everything else that went into it. That's not in the numbers, so you got to give journalism a little extra credit. But, again, they're all within a couple of points of each other. Post position is obviously going to have a lot to do with it. And we still have 3 weeks, 20 days, 20 days to the Derby. And a lot is going to happen in the next 20 days.
And, John, yesterday, I know you were disappointed in the way, you know, Southern California-based Bullard ran, was not a factor in yesterday's Lexington. Umberto Rispoli went back to ride for Michael McCarthy. And the win went to Gosker, a son of Nyquist, trained by Brendan Walsh. And Irad Ortiz was aboard.
And it was his only his third start. And you're right, Bullard was stretching out for the first time, being out of Gunrunner and everything else. And Mike McCarthy's done a terrific job with all his horses. They had to be disappointed with that effort.
Yeah.
He went off the favorite or close to the favorite. I think Prater, the 7 horse, was the favorite, and he was like, you know, a couple of pennies away from being the favorite. But he ran a disappointing 5th, just never fired, never showed up, and obviously they had to be disappointed. I bet on him. I was disappointed.
Yeah. And Gosker lightly raced himself. It was only his third start. He came off a maiden win, going a flat mile at Gulfstream. And, you know, they go to Keeneland, and now he's in the Derby if he pulls up good, yeah. The legs stay cold. Irad and Brendan Walsh teaming up here.
No, he's not in the Derby, Mike. He only got 20 points
for
that race yesterday. So he's actually behind Baez. So, he you know,
yeah.
Baez got to get in, and then they'll be talking about Gosker. But Gosker is still behind Baez.
Yeah.
It was only 20 points for that race yesterday.
And, John, a little bit of controversy in the very next race at Keeneland yesterday, the Jenny Wiley. Flavion Pratt rode an Irish bred, a 5-year-old mare for Chad Brown, making her U.S. debut, Excellent Truth. And we had a lengthy inquiry there as a result of a jockey's claim of foul.
Yeah, the disappointing thing was, Mike, that the stewards never even dropped the flag. That was surprising. The next thing is that Pratt, we know, we've seen him ride for years here. He never claims foul, Mike. You can count on one hand all the fouls he's ever claimed since he came to this country and ridden. So the fact that he claimed a foul, and it looked bad, Mike. If you read the chart, it says that he was shut off and everything else.
Right.
And it was a lengthy inquiry, but they left it. And I understand it was a million-dollar race or whatever, but still, you got to do the right thing. I think they made a mistake. I think Pratt should have been put up. And, again, I had no dog in the fight. But watching the race, I saw it right away. I said, this one's got to come down, and they left him.
Yeah. Shifting down to Oaklawn, you know, the iconic Apple Blossom. Boy, some great ones have won that over the years. And another one did yesterday for Kenny McPeak. Torpedo Anna, she just rolls on. And, you know, Joaquin Jaime from FanDuel interviewed Kenny right after the race. They made a little news. She wheels back in 3 weeks on Derby Day in the La Troyante. What a great compliment to the biggest race in America.
It really is, and what a terrific course this is, Mike. I mean, she just shows up, and she just, you know, she was Horse of the Year last year, and I guess deservedly so, but listen, you can take nothing away from her. She is a true champion.
Exactly. Hey, John, you were involved in a little bit of the recap of what happened at Santa Anita, the classic meet, which ran day after Christmas through last Sunday a week ago. Good news is, you know, it certainly would appear, and there was a quote somewhere from Bill Nader with the TOC, that this consolidation of the racing from the north, I'd have to think at this point in time, and so many of us didn't, you know, you hated to see it happen, but it has. There's been consolidation. There are more horses on the grounds now at Santa Anita with a lot of Northern California trainers. Now Southern California trainers, it's a tough thing to relocate, uproot, and so on. But field size was up 7%. Along with that, however, an inordinate amount of favorites are winning, an indication the depth it still isn't there, John, let's face it. 219 favorites won, apparently, from 478 races and 91 odds-on winners. And along with that, we've got an issue with the morning line. John, Jeff Siegel is a guy I've known since the mid-80s, and I just can't say enough about him. His fresh attitude every day, he never got bogged down with the negativity. He was friends with everybody and knows the game inside out. He lives it, eats it, breathes it. He's had tremendous success syndicating horses, being part of big races with big ownership groups, breeding here in California and so on, and was doing, I thought, a very good job as the line maker, succeeding a guy who, to me, is as good as there was. That was John White. But now Jeff is on the sidelines. I traded one text message with him about a week ago. I said, hey, Jeff, hope you're back real soon. He got back to me right away. Thanks a lot, Mike. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed and hope Jeff is back soon. But in the interim, Santa Anita apparently has gone in the direction of AI. And apparently this is facilitated by, you know, some people, maybe Ed DeRosa at Horse Racing Nation. Bob Ike had a bad stat on the final 3 days of their meet, last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. According to what Bob said here on Thoroughbred LA yesterday morning, 34 races, and to quote Bob, 5 egregious mistakes. Your thoughts on the artificial intelligence direction that the morning line has taken at Santa Anita?
I think Bob Ike was really being very kind yesterday, to be honest with you, because it's a disgrace, Mike. It is terrible. It is horrible. And they obviously don't seem to care. They've given it to AI to make morning lines. I mean, everybody knows Santa Anita's always been known. They had Jeff Tufts, then they had John White, and nobody did it better than John White. No one was more conscious about it and cared about it, and now Jeff Siegel took over. And believe me, Mike, it's not an easy job. You couldn't pay me to do it because I would get lost in the weeds. I'm telling you the truth. It's just amazing how they just don't care, and they gave it. I'm shocked. They just, it's ridiculous what's going on, and they really should address it, and the way they're addressing it is not the right way.
And, John, I'll just say this. If it is a cost-cutting move, that's disappointing because, look, very few things are more important than a solid morning line. You could hang your hat on Jeff Tufts' line. If Jeff Tufts back in the day lined a Dwayne Lucas first-time starter at 6-1, forget about it. He's telling you. No, really, I mean, it's important. And along with that, of course, we have this computer-assisted wagering, the batch betting with these huge late odd swings. I'm telling you, the parimutuel aspect of our game cannot be overlooked, and we certainly hope it isn't being, but I don't know, John.
Mike, it's definitely being overlooked. Look, they're allowing CAW. They advertise a cross-country bet between Gulfstream and Santa Anita, and what do they tell you in their ad? This is a hot, retail bet or whatever. Well, they're telling you that CAW is not allowed in this bet.
Yeah.
So by them advertising it and telling you that they're not allowed in this bet tells you all you need to know about how bad CAW is.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're shooting themselves in the leg with the stupid advertisement that they have. It's going to destroy the game. They're being short-sighted. They think it's great because it increases handle, but they are losing players every single day.
John, I kind of agonized with this overnight. I have a 17-second audio clip from a podcast that's done by Nick Luck, and he is a guy that, to me, just does an absolutely tremendous job. He's a native bred. He's been a big part of the Breeders' Cup telecast now for quite a few years. He does a podcast sponsored by the Breeders' Cup. It's called Luck at the Cup. And he had a fellow by the name of Aiden Butler on. This was the weekend of the Pegasus World Cup Invitational, which was run Saturday, January 25th. Now, Aiden Butler came to Santa Anita in March of 2019, and nobody on site knew anything about him. He came in and let everybody know that he had some sort of a familial background in British bookmaking. He's a native himself of Birmingham, England. He talks in the podcast here at 17 seconds of audio about fixed odds wagering. So now we have AI with a morning line. We have CAW. And now we have the prospect of fixed odds wagering. John, I just want you to listen to this. This is a question from Nick Luck to Aiden Butler. It's short. It's only 17 seconds. Just want to get your thoughts out of this.
Do you understand the need to, at the same time as doing the job of making sure all the horses and jockeys are safe, to promote the sport as a legitimate gambling sport?
Absolutely.
And push back against the sort of neo-puritanical wave that's sort of sweeping all up?
Absolutely. And one of the charges when I first joined was, and I guess one of the reasons I was hired was because of my expertise with fixed odds and knowing that the US market is moving towards a more fixed odds, or rather the general public understanding fixed odds better in the US market. I really, really believe that we can get there with the gambling, be it how it changes, be it a fixed odds aspect to it, be it take out on parimutuel pools, wherever we go, I believe we can get there. But I don't think we can without the core product being safe and trusted by the public. And that's kind of what I'm rolling with.
Okay, and just to explain one thing, Nick Luck in the question, he said he referred to a puritanical approach in all nations. He's talking about the influence of the animal rights folks, okay? And this really big, onerous, regulatory veterinary situation in which we now find ourselves as a result of the disastrous 2019 winter, a winter from which horse racing nationwide, maybe worldwide, really hasn't fully recovered. But your thoughts on what was just said there, John?
Unfortunately, I couldn't hear it, Mike. It was kind of hard to hear, to be honest with you. But if he's looking to have fixed odds, he's a little late. First of all, they tried it already at Monmouth. It doesn't work. They got to find a bookmaker that's going to book the action. Then they limit you basically to $200 or whatever it is. It's not going to work. You know, it's been talked about. They look for ideas, but this is not a good idea. And I just don't see it working in horse racing. And it's an old idea that didn't work. So why are you trying to revive it is my question.
Well, for us, to me, John, the clock is ticking, man. I mean, we got to get some things straightened out, and field size is a big, big part of it. And again, I salute Santa Anita, field size up 7%, but we got to work on the depth of it. That's what generates the handle. And, you know, to me, short term, that is really the job one, is getting more people breeding, more people owning and participating in this great game. But we got a ton of obstacles.
Mike, listen, inventory may be up, but let's really be honest. The quality of racing is not up. The quality, when they have $5,000 claimers on a Saturday and a Sunday at Santa Anita during their championship meet or whatever the meet they just came off of, I understand. It's great to have field size, but you also need to find some quality. It's a horrible situation they're in. They're damned if they do. They're damned if they don't. You take the cheaper horses and fill the fields, or you don't take them and have five-horse fields. I wouldn't want to have to be in that situation. They're trying to do the best they can. Unfortunately, field size, I get it, is up, but the quality of racing is really, it leaves something to be desired.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned job one was that, but along with that, we got to have an ancillary source or sources of revenue for our purses here in California. We're going to have Ray Pollock on top of the next hour and address the overall situation along with the decoupling movement in Florida. And that appears to be moving on politically, John, and that could really prove to be an ominous thing when you look at racing nationally and what's happening.
Well, there is a little bit of good news, because Mike Rapoli, who we were talking about on the show last week, is trying to put a group together to purchase Gulfstream, from what I understand. You know, obviously it's in the early stages, because Gulfstream apparently will be around at least another 5 years, which is good news. But at least they're taking action early. You know, they're looking to get on it as soon as possible. Don't wait till the last minute. And as far as Southern California is concerned, Mike, until they get those machines in those tracks, what is going to build the purses? What is going to make people interested in the game? That's the question.
Exactly. Well, my question now for hour one, John, is twofold. Aqueduct looked to be a wet, sloppy mess yesterday. What's the weather like there in Ozone Park this morning? And what track are you going to for a radio selection for hour one?
Well, we're going to go to Aqueduct for hour one and Keeneland for hour two. By the way, there is a mandatory pick six payout today at Gulfstream, and the pool going in is close to $600,000. So that pool will be in excess of $3 million, I would say. So for people that are interested in it, you better start handicapping. Anyway, eighth race today at Aqueduct, Mike, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. It's a New York Stallion Stakes, and it's a 3-year-old fillies. I like the number one horse in here, Bam's Bliss Kiss. This is a 3-year-old filly from the David Duggan barn. She's improved with each and every start. She's 2-for-5 at Aqueduct, 2-for-2 at the distance. She's bred to like water, 7-to-2 on the morning line. Louis Rivera aboard to ride. I like number one, Bam's Bliss Kiss, to win today's eighth race set at Aqueduct.
Okay, and John, I really want to mention you had a nice winner at Aqueduct last week. Charging Arrow, $8.50 to win. The morning line was 7-to-2, so you didn't hurt the price too much for once.
Yeah, we got a break.
Well, today it's the eighth race, Bam's Bliss Kiss. That race goes at 4:54 Eastern time, folks. And tell us what's up right now with No Santa Anita until next Friday at JONHARDOON.com.
Rebest plays $10, full card $25. Today we have four tracks up, Mike. We have Aqueduct and Gulfstream. We have Oakland and Keelan Select.
Okay, John, toward the back end of hour two, we'll bring you back and walk you down to Keeneland and see what's going on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you as well. And listen, folks, a quick word about a new sponsor here, and really excited to have them. Let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave a literal ocean of data taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or go to HorseRacingSimple.com. Elise Diaz, we're going to step aside for just a minute or two, coming back strong with John Lindo, and then we're going to be talking to Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos, Matthew DeSantis up toward the top of the hour from Aqueduct, and a big show for hour two. Ray Pollock heads up the Pollock Report, going to be telling us about some developments at Santa Anita and what all's going on in this game nationwide. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemo's is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, we don't want to get too political in terms of national and world events. But there are a whole lot of reasons to be looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle these days. Get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. You'll be glad you did. And, of course, he also heads up South Bay Toyota and David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. You're never going to beat the pricing. And as far as the pricing goes, as we've said these days, everybody's online. Everybody knows what everybody else is charging. Pricing very similar, but you're never going to beat it at Toyota of Orange, nor will you beat the customer service and follow-up. If you get over to Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder, and give him a call over there at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750, or go to their website, toyotaoforange.com, and believe me, you'll see a whole lot of five-star reviews. Toyota of Orange, part of the Wilson Automotive Group, tremendous supporters of this show and of Thoroughbred horse racing for decades now. Let's get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. Really enjoyed you and Bob Ike on air here yesterday morning. Great job.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Michael. Doing well down here. How's everything up there at the studio?
Doing great. Just had a talk with Jorge Sevilla. The Angels are closing in on their fifth consecutive series victory today, and they've got a game coming up later on this morning. Angel warm-up, I think, starts at about 10:05, or even closer to the top of the hour than that. So,
Correction, the game starts at 11:10 and pregame's at 10:30.
Okay, were you on air there, Elise?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. You never know these days, John. Anyway, Angels baseball with the Astros at 11:10. Great starting job by Tyler Anderson last night. So look forward to Terry Smith, Mark Langston, and Trent Rush bringing it all together as the Angels off to a really solid start this season. Hey, John, a lot to talk about this morning. I got a text message from Steve Johnson in the race book up there at the South Point yesterday, and he says, hey, look, tell everybody we've got the big Kentucky Derby seminar coming up, and that'll be in less than 3 weeks. John, you along with Ralph Sirocco, who's going to host it, what a job he's done over the years with his radio show Race Day Las Vegas, and Jonathan Hardoon, the heavy hitter, coming in once again, and that'll be the night before the Derby, right after the races at about 6 o'clock there at the South Point.
Right, that'll be after the Kentucky Oaks. It'll be 6 o'clock in the Grand View Lounge, which is right next to the racebook there at the South Point. We'll go at 6 o'clock. Obviously, we'll go horse by horse in the Derby, and we'll come up with some other plays that we like on that Churchill card. You know, the undercard there is fantastic on Derby Day, so a lot to talk about there. We'll kind of recap what happened in the Oaks, and I'm looking forward to getting together with John Hardoon. There's always a good conversation there. Hope the fans come out and say hello, and we'll be in the Grand Ballroom on Saturday, May the 3rd, for the viewing party.
Yeah.
It opens early. We can play all the races up there, and they'll have live tellers. They'll have self-serve machines, so you will be able to get down on whatever you want to play up there in the ballroom.
You know, unlike just about every other venue in Vegas, they've got a huge viewing room dedicated to the Kentucky Derby. And, John, you've been there many times. I mean, they can accommodate, what, about 2,000 people up there?
You know, I don't know the number, but at least 1,000. And
yeah.
The tables all get used, and there's no charge to come in. The prices for the food and beverages are beyond reasonable. And like
yeah.
you say, you can play, you want to play a sporting event, bet a baseball game while you're waiting for a race, you can do that. It's a lot of fun.
And if, folks, if you want to give Steve Johnson a call him toll-free. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. He'll get you that horse player rate. That toll-free number, 866-780-RACE or 7223. And he also wanted me to let everybody know the NBA season ends tomorrow, playoffs starting on Tuesday. Always a great time to be in Vegas, but especially so now, John.
Absolutely. In fact, though, I retweeted the Masters update on the lines for today from Chris Andrews, the sports director there. So the odds change day to day as they go to the final round today. So you can even have a little Masters action if you're over at the South Point today.
Do you have the number on Rory McIlroy, who leads, I think, Koepka by two coming into the final round, and they're going to be paired?
He's two up on DeChambeau. I don't
DeChambeau.
Know what the odds
Sorry
are
about
those guys, but it is must-see TV. Those two guys will put on the show today.
I had a hard time watching racing yesterday because the coverage from the Masters, it's wall-to-wall, no commercials on CBS. It's really something to behold.
Listen, with computers and everything else right now, if you don't have two or three screens running, then you're not trying.
100%. John, I mentioned that we're entering today for Friday at Santa Anita. And good news. I mean, they had some positive numbers from the classic meet that concluded a week ago today. Field size up 7%, but unfortunately, favorites, boy, they're hitting hard at 46%.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable number. It was that way from start to finish. It never really dipped. It got up over 50%
yeah.
the first week, and it just stayed there. And of you know, there were over 200 winning favorites. Of those you mentioned, I think 91 of those paid under $4. So there was a lot of heavy chalk in between. Obviously, there were upsets and some good prices along the way, but there was just a steady stream of favorites. And even though the field sizes were bigger, again, that just tells me maybe the depth of the competition in some of those races was a little bit light.
Yeah. And John, I want to give a shout-out to Juan Hernandez. You know, he helps us out. I always say Juan Hernandez powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. I saw some quotes from Keeneland. Juan has been back there this week. I talked to his agent, Craig O'Brien, last night. He said they've had two wins from 8 mounts and 1 second. They won a race for Pete Erden and a race for Mike Maker. And they ride one for Mike today. They're at Keeneland. And Juan is going to be back at Churchill. Craig told me Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of Derby week. So that's something for Southern California fans to follow. Such a magnificent talent. He comes off another leading rider meet at Santa Anita, which, again, that wrapped up last Sunday.
Right, and Rispoli had a winner at Keeneland this week, and I saw Antonio Frizu had a winner in Dubai this week. So the guys,
yeah.
It may be dark in California, but these guys are finding places to go in the meantime.
They are. Hey, John, let's talk about the California bred situation. There's some rumblings behind the scenes that there are some positive developments going on behind the scenes. And, again, the huge priority is getting another source of revenue for our purses. And, boy, nothing would be better for the California bred situation, John.
Well, it's extremely important. You take a look at the Santa Anita Derby Day card, you know, on April the 5th. Two-thirds of the horses on that card were cowbreds. That's how important it is for the California
yeah.
breeding industry to stay strong and produce horses that can compete out here. So whatever we can do in the cowbred program with the bonuses, the maiden special weight bonus check, and the bonuses for winning certain kinds of races, all excellent ideas that they've been powerful for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're doing what we can. It's just, you know, it's expensive to get a horse to the races. So you have to have that incentive to get there and try and make some money.
Well, as you know, John, and I well know, going back 40 years, the stakeholders are doing what they can. They get the checkbook
yep.
out once, twice, three times, four times a month. and the stakeholders they're obviously all in. One of the disappointing things that you guys touched upon yesterday was the continued abysmal public address situation at Santa Anita. Now, Bob Ike said that his recollection was going back 6 years ago, the sound system took a big heat when for reasons, the reason was the sound allegedly was bouncing off the front runner, and therefore we could no longer have sound coming from the infield speakers, which used to blanket the facility, and we didn't have the dead spots that we have today. Now, this is a situation that goes back over 10 years, John. And I'm telling you, I've said it so many times in meetings. Two guys hammered on this for a lot of years, and we're both out. Rick Hammerly in the racing office and me as director of publicity. Your public address, your audiovisual, it's like advertising. It gets in your head. We remember from when we're kids, the stadium announcer at Dodger Stadium, John Ramsey, now batting number 30, Maury Wills, stuff like that. And then at Santa Anita, you had Joe Hernandez, Trevor, Dave Johnson, Harry Henson at Hollywood Park in Del Mar. It's so important. You go to the races now at Santa Anita, and there are dead spots everywhere. And people in the winner's circle can't hear what's going on, John. And I was told, well, that's not important what's being said in the winner's circle. The only people concerned about that are the people that are there. And in very personally, the guy who wrote the script for the announcer, that would be me, Mike Willman. This type of mentality, it's just been impossible to overcome. But it prevails, John, to this day, as you and Bob talked about yesterday.
Well, as a racing fan, Mike, I know, growing up and coming to the racetrack, as you get to the track, and you heard of Harry Henson and Dave Johnson and Trevor Dimon.
Got you enthused.
And Frank Bernard, announcing the changes or this or that. You just walk a little bit faster to get into the racetrack to see what's going on.
That's right.
Or maybe you're starting to head out. I can start walking to my car, beat the traffic out, whatever. And you can still catch the last race listening to it on the way out. And, I got a ticket to cash when I come back tomorrow. And as somebody who works in the business, when I'm up in the press box, you cannot hear anything at Santa Anita. And the only place I will miss a race being run at Santa Anita is when I'm at the track. I'll have my head down working on something, and somebody say, hey, they're running. I said, they're what?
Yeah.
And you look up, and they're turning for home. It's like, I didn't even know they were running.
But, John, we need to point out it's far beyond the press box, because Amy Zimmerman's argument over the years, and I get it, hey, look, we can't get this whole thing, spend a bunch of money just for 12, 10 guys that are in the press box. I understand that. But I'm telling you, throughout the place, Breeders' Cup Day 1, 2019, we had dozens of complaints from people paying a lot of money upper stretch, and they couldn't hear a thing on Breeders' Cup Day 1. A decision was made to bring in portable speakers. They lined the outside rail all the way up to Clocker's Corner, and that greatly mitigated the problem. I was at Santa Anita the day of the San Vicente. It was in February. I'm out by Seabiscuit Court, couldn't hear a thing. I sat out there for two races, could not hear an announcement, let alone a race call, nothing. This is all over the place. You used to be able to hear it out in the parking lot, and for some reason, those of us who point that out, we're the ones that are at fault. No, it's a horseshoe public address system. That's all there is to it.
Well, when you have great announcers like we do, let's hear them. As simple as that.
Thank
right?
you.
It makes the game better.
Exactly. I'll tell you what else makes the game better. It's people like Pete Perrell and his wife, Ev, that head up Legacy Ranch up there in Clements, California, where stands a truly Kentucky-type stallion for California, Forbidden Kingdom, a lights-out winner of the 22 San Felipe Stakes. He stands alongside perennial stalwart Clubhouse Ride. The number to call up there at Legacy Ranch, let him take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle, is 510-928-4980. That's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. John, anything else you want to cover before you give us a best bet?
No, I think we're ready to go. I'm going to get this done and watch a little golf and play some races today. So I'm ready to go, and I got a price horse for you at Keeneland. How's that?
Hit it.
Let's go to the third race today at Keeneland, and this is a pattern play on number 7, S Mark. trainer Vicky Oliver points to the Keeneland meets every spring and fall. S-Mark ran very well, only started at Kentucky Downs last year, running third, galloped out in front in the sprint, comes back today off the layoff. She brought back the horse that ran second yesterday in the Lexington Stakes at 25-1. Johnny Velasquez aboard here, 15-1, Lasix on. I think S-Mark is live, number 7 S-Mark, race number 3 at Keeneland.
Terrific. Hey, John, looking forward to catching you and Bob next Saturday, 9 to 10, right here on AM 830. Appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
All right,
today.
Folks, late on the break, we'll take it. Well, actually, we're not taking it. We're going to Orlando Gutierrez right down Catella and see what's going on. We're just about less than a week away from the Bobby Adair Kindergarten Futurity Trials. That'll be next Saturday, but a lot going on at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, good morning. Sorry, I almost missed you there.
No worries, Mike. I've enjoyed the conversation with John Lindo. And, yeah, we have 9 races on tap tonight. First post is 5:10 p.m. We're adding $10,000 into the pick six. And pretty good fields to begin the first 6 races on the card. Average field size is about 8 horses per race.
Terrific.
Very, very competitive fields throughout. And we've had a nice influx of horses that were previously racing in Northern California stable up there. We've had 26 different riders that will be participating in tonight's program, 37 different trainers here throughout the card, and some new names in the jocks room, people like Pedro Flores, who's won 221 races in his career, Epifanio Garcia, young riders like Alfredo Batista, Salvador Vargas, and a lot of new trainers, Guillermo Preciado, Jesus Ramos, Marcia Storz, who's been here at Los Alamitos in the past, winning races back again. So good competitive action here tonight at Los Alamitos.
Okay, really, really looking forward to it. Again, 9 races, 5:10. Doc Allred kicking $10,000 into the pick six pool coming into tonight. Races 4 through 9. And Orlando, talk about maybe the depth of the card and a best bet for radio this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to go to race number 4 for my play of the night, and this will be number 9. Boundless Optimist in this 10-horse field. They're going 1,000 yards, race 4. Jerry Hollendorfer trains Boundless Optimism. Very, very promising debut here. Very competitive. Got off to a bit of a slow start, but made up a lot of ground and finished a very strong second. The jockey, Edgar Payeras. So we might as well call him Mr. Sunday here at Los Alamitos because March 30th, he won 5 races on a Sunday night. Last Sunday, he won 3 races here on a Sunday night. And it seems like every Sunday he's picking up a win or two. Edgar Payeras having a terrific meet. The feature event goes in race number 9, a nice allowance for quarter horses. We have horses that have won trials to the Kindergarten Futurity in past years. That would be number 1, Attack, 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Val Caruso, at 5-1 here for trainer Ramiro Suazo. Very competitive horse. Has finished 3rd 7 times. That's the one thing that worries me a little bit. Small but very quick horse. I'm going to hope that he gets those final 50 yards flying. He has won in the past. So number 4, Val Caruso, at 5-1. Good card tonight, Mike.
And what race is that in?
That's race number 9, the allowance.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not moving all that quick this morning. By the way, I forgot to set the alarm this morning, Orlando. But first time in about 33 years.
I get 2 of them, Mike.
Well, you need them, man, as late as you get in with the quarters. Okay, Orlando, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And look forward to those kindergarten trials next Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Oh, and no Easter Sunday night racing at Los Alitos. We need to point that out.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Folks, stay with us. Going to step aside this time, we mean it. We'll be back real quick. We'll be checking in with Matthew DeSantis from the Big A Aqueduct in New York. Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report, top of the next hour. We got a whole lot to talk about. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6.05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5.10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct. Say hello to my good friend Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. And we've got an eight-race card at the Big A today. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. First things first, Matt, what is the weather like and therefore main track condition?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a little bit of tale of two stories. Main track is rated as sloppy right now, but the nice news is the weather is actually warming up, getting better by the minute. Good. I would imagine the track will be upgraded throughout the day.
And turf racing returns to the Big A very soon.
April 24th, we can't wait to get back on the grass up here in New York.
And you've got a makeup day in the offing, I think the day before April 23rd, you're going to be adding to your schedule?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also reimburse a lot of the horsemen who had issues with that cancellation, so trying to do right by everybody there.
No live bands that day, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure.
All right, hey, Matt, 8 races today. Our time is limited. Where do you want to go for radio?
Let's go to race number 3. It's a mile and an eighth, $45,000 optional claimer, post times 2:13 in the East Coast, 11:13 out with you guys. And I'm going to go to the number 3, Pirate. This is actually the half-sibling to National Treasure. And it started out in Todd Pletcher's barn, broke its maiden debut, is grade one place, has never really been able to get over the hump after that, is now in Jamie Ness's barn, coming back from a little bit of a layoff, but has been working lights out for Jamie Ness. And he's somebody who performs very well in this optional claiming level up here in New York. 6-1 on the morning line, Ruben Silvera up. I'm going to go with Pirate as my best value play of the day at Akron.
Post time for race 3, 2:13 Eastern. Matt, real quick, give us the coordinates. We want to get signed up for NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. Just download the app or go to NairaBets.com. Use a match 200 deposit bonus. And we have promos going every single day now through the Kentucky Derby for tracks across the country and across the world.
Thank you, Matt. All the best back there at the Big A. Folks, Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report. Next up, a lot to talk about right here on Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to brega at the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6:05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5:10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Rags and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Rags and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we move into a very exciting time of the year. We're now less than 3 weeks away from the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May. And also want to once again reiterate Santa Anita taking a pass. It was scheduled a long run from the day after Christmas up until a week ago today. That was the classic meet. Entering this morning at Santa Anita for opening day of the Hollywood meet, which will start this coming Friday. As advertised, right now we're joined by a good friend, Ray Pollock, heads up the biggest news aggregator in racing. Hey, Ray, good morning. Great to have you on, and thanks for listening.
Well, thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you. And it is an exciting time of year with the Derby coming up. It's, a couple quiet weekends between now and then, but it's a great time to be a racing fan.
Ray, you've got great sources all over the country. I want to get to this first, the sure. Florida situation. Now, you and I talked yesterday, and you talked about an email that our good friend Mark Ratzke put out. Mark, you know, longtime columnist, inside guy for Daily Racing Form, going back to the early 70s. I think you guys worked together over there on Bimini Place in L.A. And, you know, he's a character. He's got a great sense of humor. I told our mutual friend Ken Davis, I said, Mark is a world-class knocker, which makes him a racetracker. But he put out an email with a question, public question, to Damon Thayer, who was a Kentucky State Senator that was the guy that really drove the historical horse racing machine legislation in Florida and has proved of tremendous benefit. And Mark posed the question publicly, what's in it for the Florida legislators that are getting behind this decoupling business? When you take a look at the magnitude of the thoroughbred industry in Florida, what it means in terms of jobs, the overall economy, the agricultural business, the breeding, it's one of the largest breeding organizations in the world, number two in North America to Kentucky. You know, what is the incentive for them? I mean, where's the constituency that's pushing this move to decouple and allowing someone like Belinda Stronach, who only has a gaming license because when the application was made, I guess, about 20 years ago, thoroughbred racing was the primary component which allowed for table games and so on. I'm taking a long time here, but Ray, talk about that. What is the motivation for these Florida legislators to be on board with decoupling?
Well, first of all, when slot machines were approved at parimutuel racing facilities, it was for all breeds, and this was a statewide vote, a constitutional amendment, mm-hmm. and the language said at facilities that conduct live racing. And, you know, that's an important thing. I think people who voted on it did it with that understanding. And now it's, you know, how many years later, they've gone through this before with quarter horse racing, which is just match racing. It wasn't true quarter horse racing like you see at Los Alamitos and standardbred racing. Those were decoupled a few years ago. And now those races, you know, that type of racing is gone. There's no standardbred racing in Florida and the quarter horse match races are over. And, you know, so Mark asked that question, what's in it for Florida? Why are we doing this? And, you know, he posed the question to Damon Thayer, the senator, the former senator from Kentucky, who's been such an ally to horse racing. I sent it to Senator Thayer, who's an old friend. And his response to me was, this is the question of the day. I've never seen anything like it in my career. An entire industry aligned against the bill, pushed with recklessness that could destroy an entire industry. Some days I feel like in Florida, the industry is the pawn in a much bigger legislative power struggle game. And, you know, I don't know what that is alluding to. If it's the Seminole tribe that's also a part of this, I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, if they could knock off some competition, that would be good for them. Mm. But it appears to just be, you know, a kind of a one-person sentiment. They've got a lobbyist who says, you know, who spoke at a hearing recently and said, you know, the critics don't understand. We're trying to make racing better by doing this. you know, I mean.
And horses don't do well in urban environments. Yeah, right. There's a dead heat for you.
I don't know if he's come from Alaska and sold ice cubes up there, but you know, I wouldn't buy that. So that's where we are. It seems like everybody that speaks out publicly is against it, but yet it keeps getting passed through these committees. There's, you know, it was a 5-2 vote the last committee in the Senate, but it's got to go through two more committees before it's eligible for a floor vote. But you know, it doesn't matter that it makes no sense. What does Florida, the state, get out of this? That's what I don't understand.
Well, we're talking the political machinations. You mentioned the Seminole tribe. I have to believe they throw quite a bit of money around there in Tallahassee, don't they?
Oh, I think they own Tallahassee.
Thank you. I get back to Jess Unruh. You may have heard me talk about it, Ray. He said, many back in the 60s, money is the mother's milk of politics.
You see it. You see it in our state and the California state capitol as well. Tribes have a lot of influence.
That said, is there any stopping this thing? Is there any, Mark has also posed. He sent something to me about maybe the likelihood of Governor DeSantis vetoing this. Your thoughts on it?
Well, DeSantis did come out and say he has reservations about it. But he said we're going to let it play out and see what happens. Interesting connection. When he was running for president, Mike Rapoli, who, I don't know if it was you or John Lindo mentioned maybe trying to buy Gulfstream Park. When DeSantis was running for president, Rapoli, I believe, donated something like $500,000 through some political action committees for his run. And when you give somebody that kind of money, you probably have the right to get their ear for a few minutes.
Yeah.
With Rapoli, I think it would be more than a few minutes because I don't think he does anything briefly. But there's that aspect of it, too, that is interesting because Mike Rapoli wants to say Florida Racing, it's where he is half of the year quite half. But, he's a big presence down there. And, I know that he has the resources to make a play for Gulfstream Park.
And when you're talking about budgeting, and boy, we see it here in California, where there's not enough money allocated to this group, that group, money spent, money squandered, what have you. The national implications of this decoupling thing, it's not too far-fetched to see other state capitals going, why does horse racing have a subsidy? Am I right about that, Ray?
Well, I think the word domino theory kind of became prevalent during the Vietnam conflict when we went to war over fears that one country was going to topple over another. And that actually happened with casinos. That's how we got to where we are. Iowa had casinos. Well, they had a riverboat. Well, then Illinois got them, and then Indiana got them, and Ohio. It was a domino theory there, and I could see a reverse domino theory with tracks being wiped out from state to state because very few casino tracks are owned by people whose first commitment is to horse racing.
Well, very near and dear to your heart, witness Arlington Park, Ray.
Sure. And
racing's been choked out.
At least Churchill Downs is a hybrid company. They enjoy racing at least a couple of days of the year.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could say the same about some of the other casino companies that own racetracks. And Arlington is a great example. We kind of never thought it would happen, but it happened. They own the Rivers. Churchill owns the Rivers Casino just down the road, and they didn't want competition. So not only did they close it and sell it to a horrible football team. as I say that as a Bears fan.
Yeah.
But not only did they sell it to them, they ignored people that wanted to buy it for a potential racetrack.
Yes, because they viewed that as competition to their riverboat, right?
Yeah.
Really, really sad. Ray, I know you're a longtime listener, not a first-time caller. You heard Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbreds on air here last week, the morning after journalism, of which Eclipse is a big part, took the Santa Anita Derby, and he's the top dog. He'll be the morning line favorite for the Kentucky Derby. In speaking with you yesterday, I know you're in touch with a whole lot of people here in California. And you were telling me that you are somewhat encouraged that maybe there's some movement, maybe there's a little bit of chance we've got something going where we could get some alternative sources of revenue into our purse structure here. I don't know how much you can say, but go ahead and let it go.
Well, I've heard more than anything else is that the potential closing of Gulfstream Park in Santa Anita and the Gulfstream closing if it happens, it's going to take, it's going to be wound down over a number of years. The bill that passed, or the bill that passed the committee, says that you have to give 4 years notice that you're going to stop racing, and you can't do it until 2028. So it's a 5-7 year reprieve or whatever it is from now. So, you know, I'm hearing that there are some people that realize that if you lose California, and I'm talking about the stallion farms and some major breeders in Kentucky that are well funded, if you end racing in California and Florida, that's going to be devastating to Kentucky's breeding industry.
No question.
And these guys all of a sudden realized it. They can't send money by law. They can't take the money they make from HHR machines and send it out to California to support purses. There's probably some creative ways they could, but they can't do it directly. So they're sort of talking amongst themselves and looking for solutions. And one obvious solution would be to try to present a purchase option for Santa Anita and possibly Gulfstream Park. I don't know the individuals. I heard Aaron Wellman kind of refer to this as well. He had to be careful with what he said because I think he may know some of the people directly that are involved in this. So it's, you know, that's a promising thing, but you have to have a willing seller too.
And you have to have the prospect of change getting back to the alternative sources of revenue. I don't care who owns, for instance, Santa Anita. If you can't get that done, it's just not going to remain viable, in my opinion, Ray. The purse structure, it's killing us already, and it's not going to be getting any better. I'm talking about the comparative purse structure, you know, when you look at Kentucky, New York, other areas.
Yeah, it's hard to you can't beat Kentucky right now in terms of purses, but California used to be the national leader. It's no longer. It's not even, you know, probably top four. You know, when you consider Oakland's races and so much money coming in from the casino of New York and of course Kentucky. So how do you get back? Number one, you can't do it doing the same thing we've been doing. So there's got to be some sort of an education lobbying process in Sacramento. And I think it would be easier if it involved a group of horsemen versus an entrepreneur from another country. And I'm talking about Belinda Stronach. When people want to sort of be really critical, they say, why are we letting some Canadian company do this to us? And you know, we never really complained about it when it was Frank Stronach. Frank had some crazy ideas, but he was a horse person, and I don't think he would ever consider destroying Santa Anita as far as the grandstand and as the great race place. I went there last week and I looked at it with a different eye and thought how tragic it would be if that place were to close, because I don't think there's a more beautiful racetrack in the world that I've been to.
Yeah. And also I want to quickly correct something I said in hour one with John Lindo. I said that we brought in portable speakers because you can't hear, anywhere near the eighth pole up toward the top of the stretch for the 2019 Breeders' Cup Day One. In fact, it was 2023, so quite a bit more recent. But Ray, you and I spoke early last night, and I thought I was unaware. You pointed out what appears to be a very positive development. The Olympic Games are coming back to L.A. in 2028. I see a story now up at horseracingnation.com. Tell us what you found out.
Well, that's the old Galway Downs Training Center is now an equestrian facility in Temecula, and they were awarded the Olympics by the L.A. Organizing Committee. I don't know if it was a final vote, but everybody has just assumed it was going to Galway Downs. Mm-hmm. Last week, the committee told Galway Downs that they are out. They didn't say who was going to replace Galway Downs, but a website called Dressage Today, which obviously covers the dressage world for horses, reported that Santa Anita will be hosting the games in 2028, and I can only view that as good news because I don't think there's anything that's going to happen to racing at Santa Anita, at least until then.
So make it good news, right? I mean,
yeah, I consider it great news. You know, we know that Belinda Stronach's daughter is an equestrian. I believe she may be on the Canadian Olympic team mm-hmm. in a couple of years. And they spent a lot of money to put those arenas in the infield where people used to picnic. Santa Anita hosted the Olympic Games, the Equestrian Games in '84, and it certainly is capable of doing it. So I think it's good news that if indeed it is announced this early this week.
That was tremendous exposure for Santa Anita back in 1984. Alan Balch headed that entire thing up. And in listening to you talk, I have to think maybe Alan has been key in trying to get this thing back for 2028. And that said, man, I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully we can hold racing here through that year as well, Ray. And you're kind of reading it the same way.
Yeah, and I spoke to Alan about it the other day, and actually he has not been involved in it this time. I know that I think he offered some feedback on the arena mm-hmm. when they were planning and building it, but he was not involved in this. So, you know, it's good news. Temecula is not Los Angeles, first of all. Neither is Arcadia, but it's a whole lot closer.
Yeah,
and I think it will expose Santa Anita to a lot of people that had never been there before, and how can you go to Santa Anita and not come away impressed by the place? It's just such a beautiful location with the mountains and it's just, you know, it's an aging facility, but it's really grand.
Now, if we could only hear what's going on when we're there, Ray. Honestly,
I'm one of those people that actually kind of tunes out the track announcer, anyways. So I didn't really notice that. So it's I'm not saying it's not a legitimate gripe, but it doesn't affect me directly.
Ray, let's talk Derby. This is the money run for a lot of us in this game, and the Pollock Report, no exception. I mean, you're right in the middle of it there. It's really taking shape now, and it looks like Michael McCarthy, Aaron Wellman, they are going to be center stage along with Umberto Rispoli with journalism. But your thoughts on what's developed maybe in the last week with the Bluegrass, the Lexington, just your early thoughts on the Derby.
Well, you know, I look at the history of these prep races, and in this century, the most important prep races have clearly been Florida Derby, Santa Anita Derby, Arkansas Derby. So I'm not saying I'm going to throw out the Bluegrass runners, the winner, or the Wood Memorial, but mm-hmm. I think the winner is going to come from one of those three races. I wasn't as impressive with the Florida Derby winner as I have been in some years, so I think it's down to Sandman and journalism. Baffert's going to have three in there. One of them's going to obviously have a lot of speed. There's probably some other speed. Those two horses that I mentioned are both. They both need pace, and you know, in a big field, you're going to need some luck as well. But right now, I like journalism and Sandman.
Journalism
and the horses that finished second behind them, because I thought they both ran strong races. One of them, Publisher, who's still a maiden, was second in the Arkansas Derby, and Baeza, needs points.
And I understand he's a lot closer than we thought he was going to be a week ago, which. Boy, I hope he gets in. You mentioned the Wood. Baffert's winner there, you know, was Rodriguez Gate to Wire, and he had trained out of his mind going into that race. With his speed, large field, he he's dangerous. There's no question about it. Shaping up again as really a super Derby. Looking forward to it so much. Ray Pollock, enjoy everything you do at the Pollock Report. So much information there, and it's a great service to fans nationwide. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Ray Pollock with us. Listen, a quick word about the Derby room here at Fairplex Park. I'm actually hoping to catch Bob Ike up there later this morning. I haven't talked with him yet, but he's quite often there on Sundays. Free parking and admission every single racing day at the Derby room, and it's well run. They've got a great sound system there, audio visual every day. It's they're on top of it. along with a food and beverage menu that is absolutely beyond reasonable. They put enough live clerks on, and they've got a ton of self-service machines. Can't say enough about the overall presentation at the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park. And one additional thing, if you're at Fairplex, if you're going to the Derby Room, you might be getting hungry by the time you're ready to head home. Get over to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I was just there on Friday, brought a whole bunch of stuff to the First Cabin Sports Bar and Lounge. They hit it like a school of trout. They're at the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill in Laverne. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, right behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We're going to take quick time out, and we'll be coming back strong, heading up to Las Vegas. Be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Take Two with Jonathan Hardoon. It's all straight ahead. Don't go away.
Her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Swore to love her all his life.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is a state grade and hand-roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6:05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5:10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone.
And welcome back. My sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz right here at the Big A in Anaheim. And folks, you want to stay tuned. Terry Smith, Mark Langston, Trent Rush, producer-engineer Jorge Sevilla, they're all staged here right now. Angels at Astros 11-10. The Halos go for their fifth consecutive series win this afternoon there deep in the heart of Texas. Listen, folks, there's never a good time to have plumbing issues, but invariably it seems that you're right on the cusp of having a bunch of people over. Maybe you're going on a vacation, a trip, what have you. If you've got plumbing issues, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call, family owned by Mike Glenn along with Larry and John Batala. And you can go to their website, westernrooter.com. That's really all you need to know. They've got over 400 five-star reviews there. Commercial, residential, 24/7. They're on time. They're under budget. I can tell you that from multiple experiences. If you give them a call at 626-448-6455, you can arrange to have a technician come out. And once the guy's there and you commit to the job, you tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. That's Western Rooter. Go to westernrooter.com. Once again, that number to call, 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And another guy who's right up there as far as being the best in the West joins us right now, my good friend Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you, my man?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. You sent me a nice winner, a $15 winner you had on air yesterday with John and Bob, right?
Yeah, we had the winner of the Jenny Wiley, which I had to sweat through yesterday. Choisaya, I believe the name of the filly. Got a great, only at Keeneland get prices like that. The field quality there, and the Jenny Wiley was amazing, and got a really nice price. Had to sweat out an inquiry. You know, I could see the argument for taking, be honest with you, I could see the argument for taking her down, but they let it stand. Perhaps it's because it was a rider's foul instead of a job.
Well,
instead of an inquiry, Mike, sometimes I don't think that all the time the stewards get their feelings hurt a little bit. And,
they shouldn't, you know, but that was one of John Hardoon's beefs. He thought it should have been overturned, but he thought it was wrong that the jock had to claim foul, that the sign should have gone up right away.
Agreed, yeah, but I'll take it. We'll take it, and we got a really nice price, so thank you.
Hey, before I forget, I want to point something out. I tried to share some sound with the audience from a podcast done by Nick Luck, and he was interviewing one Aiden Butler, who is, as far as I know, is still listed as the president of First Racing. The sound quality was garbled, Bruce. I don't know if you caught it, but if you didn't, or if you did and you couldn't understand it as Hardoon couldn't, that's going to be ready for rebroadcast next Sunday. Just to let everybody know, it'll be clean as a whistle. It's just 17 seconds of audio, but Aiden Butler kind of points out, extols what he feels the importance of fixed odds wagering, and maybe that's the way the business needs to be moving. So just want to make sure everybody's able to hear that. Clear and you know, with no interruption, clean as a whistle next week. Bruce, let's go ahead.
Go ahead. You know, it's funny. They've been pushing exchange wagering for years. You can go way back. And fixed odds wagering. I think they had it at Monmouth Park, if I'm not mistaken. Right? I'll tell you what, horse players don't want it. They just don't.
I think
they're good with lower takeouts and the parimutuel system, period.
Yeah. And they want a parimutuel system where the odds, you're not getting knocked off your feet every time they hit the first turn.
And you don't want 23 and 25% takeout on all exotic wagers and exactas and doubles either. I think if you can get the, you know, you can get that cleaned up a little bit, I think people are fine with the
pyramid. It's a great game, John. It's a great game. It always has been. People love betting on horses, man.
Mike, who would you rather bet against, the public or the house? Is really what it comes down to.
Thank you.
I think most people would rather bet against in horse players.
Give me some casual money. That's the public, right?
Yeah.
I know it. Well, hey, anyway, Bruce, tell us what's up at the website right now with Santa Anita. Not up this weekend. They'll be back up and running with a brand-new meet on Friday.
Two tracks today. We have Oaklawn Park. We have dueling late pick fives today. We have a late pick five at Oaklawn and a late pick five at Keeneland today, Mike. Let's take a look at both tracks. Let's do a race at each track.
Okay.
The eighth race at Oaklawn, boy, look at the purses. Non-winners other than $130,000 purse, and these are just average allowance horses. An interesting play here for me is on the three Mumayaz, a horse that used to be a Godolphin runner. He came off a year layoff back in late September, and he won sprinting right off the bench. In his last, he's made five starts since then. The last two have been in route races. Those are key. Mike, he lost a heartbreaker two races ago at Oaklawn. Not only that, he went some very fast interior fractions. He got nailed at the wire. Last time out, instead of making the lead, he pressed the pace, and he was right there to the eighth pole. But then he emptied out right there. He just stopped. I think these two-mile races are going to put much stamina into him. And we know he's a successful sprinter. But coming back to the sprint, I think he's going to be much, you know, have a lot more stamina, a lot more conditioning than he did going in. So at a price, let's go with the route to sprint play, race 8, number 3, Mumayaz at 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, now let's go over to Keeneland.
How about the 6th race, Mike? These are straight maidens going a mile and a 16th on the grass. I like the 2, 13 Colonies. He didn't break particularly well on debut. And didn't run great on January 4th. They gave him about 2.5 months off, went back to the drawing board. This time it wasn't a case of him not breaking well, Mike. he was sandwiched. He was really bothered by the outside horse, but he was sandwich bump at the break. And what doesn't show in the form is he steadied. He had to kind of put the brakes on and had to angle in a little bit right after that incident at the start. I thought he continued on pretty gamely. He was 3-4 wide throughout. He made an extended run and finished a game third, much improved. Look at the rider upgrade today. You're going from an 11% rider to Irad Ortiz. Can I say more? He draws a favorable post. I like the improvement shown. If he can just get out of there cleanly, I think he's going to be ultra dangerous. Sixth race, the 2-13 colonies listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
All right, and with Santa Anita not up till Friday, once again, fill us in on betonbruce.com.
So we're covering every day at Keeneland. So we'll have action at Keeneland on Wednesday and Thursday, and then back to Santa Anita. Also coverage at Keeneland will be included with that also. So looking forward to the return at Santa Anita on Friday. But we're there every day at that amazing Keeneland meet.
Amazing. I mean, you look at those fields, the purses, the best
amazing,
jocks.
Right?
Gosh, I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
You're talking about lack of depth, right? At Santa Anita.
It's one thing to have numbers, but you got to have horses that are 5 and 6 and 9-2 that you know have legitimate chances, you know?
What I say about meets like Keeneland, Mike, on a given day, you don't have to be right that many times to
right?
make money.
Yeah.
Right? One race gets you over the hump at Keeneland. Great prices, just, you know, high-level races with quantity and quality. What else could you ask for? Anybody who doesn't like the racing in Keeneland probably doesn't like betting horses.
Right in the heart of Turfdom is Keeneland, no question about it. Hey, Bruce, always enjoy the time. Let's keep it going. Make it 2 in a row on radio this weekend. Thank you so much.
Take care, Mike.
All right, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. Now we say hello to Bob Mazursky. Does a great job with his graded handicap and all the Southern California News Group papers every single racing day here in Southern California. Bob, I'm going to digress a little bit. Did you happen to watch the Angel game last night?
Yeah, I was doing something with my family, so no, I didn't get to see it.
Well, I'll just tell you this. Tyler Anderson had a great start, had a no-no going through 4 innings. Mike Trout, I forget which inning it was, but Jeff Fletcher's got a story on it in all of your Southern California News Group papers. He's got a foul ball, Bob, down the right field line. He reaches into the stands, and I mean he makes the catch. And then this jerk pulls the baseball out of his glove. Believe me, I know the rule. You know I used to do this for a living. The rule is if you go into the stands, there's no such thing as fan interference. I get it. But when you make a catch, that's a catch. And there is no way on earth a fan is going to be allowed to reach in and take something from you that you have. And I couldn't believe Ron Washington didn't call for a replay. My argument would have been, listen, are you telling me that it's illegal for my outfielder to go into the stands? Oh, no, it's not. Well, if it's not illegal, he made the catch. And what if he wheeled and tried to throw the guy out, tagging from third at the plate? They ruled it just a foul ball, and I think there's going to be a lot more to be said about it, Bob. I'm sorry you missed it.
No, that sounds ridiculous. It reminds me of the play happened in the World Series last year with Mookie Betts.
But it was
in
worse.
New York.
Well, now Mookie's, I'll say, wasn't as far into the stands. This was well into the stands. But and on top of that, are we now going to condone really borderline thuggish behavior? I'm sorry. You can't do it.
I agree with you. It's you know, that's absurd to just take the ball out of the guy's glove.
All right, good. Let's make some money, Bob. Sorry.
I also like a different horse in the sixth race at Keeneland. I like number 8, Anew, making his first start for a good young trainer named Will Walden. I think you're going to see big improvement. Walden does very good with horses first time in his barn, so I'm going to go to number 8, Anew, and race 6 at Keeneland.
Number 8, sixth race at Keeneland, Anew. Hey, Bob, we'll start anew next Sunday with the resumption of what's called the Hollywood Meet at Santa Anita. Be looking for you, Kevin Modesty, in print and all the SoCal News Group papers. Thank you on behalf of the fans, my man.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll take a quick time out, and we will be coming back strong with Toby Callett from South Florida. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830.
That Georgia banker was jealous man.
Every time you talk about me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6:05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5:10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, Angels warm-up coming your way with Trent Rush at 10:30, and then it'll be Halos Astros at about 11 o'clock game time, actually, 11:10. Terry Smith and Mark Langston, really looking forward to Halos, looking for their fifth consecutive series sweep. They're off to a great start this season indeed. Let's get down to South Florida and check in with Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Hey, Toby, good morning. You got 10 races at Gulfstream. Good conditions today, I hope.
Good conditions, and not to be overlooked, that force out that was going to occur at the end of March when they had to cancel mid-card because of the weather. Today is a force out. They've got about 600,000 going in. There's only one Capetta race on the in the cycle. I can tell you that I did races 5, 8, and 10 for my sheet, so that's half of the pick six.
Yeah.
I can also tell you, in one of the races, Hector Berrios is riding a horse.
Okay.
And that's right, me, Hector Berrios.
And that's...
So,
that's
the card today has a lot of appeal.
And Hector, for those who don't know, man, he's really established himself out here as a top turf rider. He comes off a great meet, and he came here from South Florida. So you're doing races 5, 8, and 10. You call it a force out. It's a mandatory payout, and John Hardoon speculated earlier that that total pool today could be right at like $3 million.
I think all things being equal, it should be at least that, yeah.
All right.
I think they should get there.
And let's make some money for the listeners, Toby.
Okay, I'm going to try to get you some bankroll for that. Race 3 is a grass race. It's a nondescript condition claimer. And in here, I like the aide. Her name is Pegs AK Girl. She's familiar with this strip. You would know her from she raced out west. I think that her running style is going to fit here. I love the work that she had on March 23rd that was available there on XBTV. And I think that she's poised to be a big factor in here. And she's only 8-1 on the morning line. Behind her, we're looking at the 3 Beach Ready, the 5 Mermaid Princess, and the 6 Bravo Kitten. Please bear in mind, both the 3 and the 6 are trained by Kathy Joseph, somebody that you can never overlook in the races here in South Florida. So that's 8, 3, 5, 6 to get enough sticks to play the pit stick.
I like it. Race 3 set to go 1:48 Eastern there at Gulfstream Park. It's race 3, and Toby says number 8, Pegs AK Girl. At the website, it's all golf all the time.
All golf all the time, but the sand is running through the hourglass. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much, Toby. Enjoy the time. Good luck today.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon. We head back to Long Island on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You know, the interesting thing about the Trout situation last night was after the game, he actually met the kid and his father and presented him with a bat and a ball. That was a classy act, if you ask me.
Well, he's a lot nicer guy than I am, and, of course, that's been evident very much so. He is he's an unbelievable guy, but I don't know if I'd have been feeling that way, John. How about you?
I agree, Mike. If you remember, it happened in the World Series, and the two guys at Yankee Stadium that did it to Mookie Betts are actually barred for life from Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So here on the West Coast, they give you a bat and a ball. On the East Coast, they throw you out.
We haven't heard the last of this. It's just, in my opinion, there is no way you're allowed to go in there. You make the catch. He had possession of the baseball. You cannot allow a spectator to reach in and take it away from him. That cannot be allowed.
They cannot be allowed to touch a player or any of the player's equipment. That's ridiculous,
well,
especially in this day and age with all the crazy people out there.
Yeah, but there's going to be, when you go in there, there's incidental contact.
Yeah,
it can happen. Yeah. That's what Alan Porter, the rule was written that way, but it wasn't written for thuggery. I'm sorry, there's no way we can allow this to go on. One other thing we're not going to allow to go on, John, I don't know if you heard me earlier or not, no more bad sound. That 17-second soundbite with Nick Luck and Aiden Butler, who I look in the program, he continues to be listed as the president of First Racing. That 17-second soundbite will be back with you and me a week from today, clean as a whistle, okay?
That's good. I heard you talking to Bruce about it, and I have to tell you the truth. I didn't know what to do because I knew you were going to ask me to reply to respond to what I heard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I heard nothing, but I'm glad to hear it'll be back next week, though, Mike.
Oh, indeed it will. How about a best bet, John? Where do you want to go?
All right. Well, Bruce gave out the sixth race at Keelan, so let's give everybody the seventh race and give everybody a double. I guess Bob Mazursky also went the sixth race. So I'm going the seventh race, Mike. I like the number 10 horse in here, Easy Red, a four-year-old filly from the Eddie Keneally barn. He started the meet off 4-7, so all his horses are running. I like the rider switch today to Louis Saez. I like the 8-1 on the morning line. Race 7 at Keelan, number 10, Easy Red, upsets and wins today's seventh race.
Okay, and once again, no Santa Anita today, but we're back Friday. Tell us what's up now at jonhardwon.com, and when can folks look for Friday at the website here at Santa Anita?
Well, selections are always available 6 p.m. Eastern time the night before the races. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and Keelan.
Good.
Four tracks up, and we'll have four tracks up starting next Friday, obviously. We will be dropping Gulfstream, though, and obviously adding Santa Anita back.
Really looking forward to it, John. One last thing. The Kentucky Derby seminar, I know you really, you know, we used to do it at Samstown, and thank goodness we've got the South Point. I know you look forward to it each and every year. You'll be flying in early for the Derby at the South Point. The seminar is the Friday night in advance.
Yeah, 6 p.m. It's in the lounge right next to the horse room. John Lindo, Ralph Sirocco, and myself, we've been doing it the last, four or five years.
Yeah.
And it's been a big success. People seem to like it. We have a great time. And you're right. It's not like the old days, like we used to do it at the 100-1 club. We did it at Brian Carney, if you remember. We've been doing this forever.
Exactly. Hey, John, enjoy it. Good luck today. We'll talk next week. And all the best here over the Passover holiday with the family, my man.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Once again, my thanks to Elise Diaz. Folks, thanks to you and our sponsors. We wouldn't be here without all y'all. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 1 hour away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
We now join ESPN Radio in progress.
Comes only the sixth player to finish off a career grand.